The Friday evening we married.
Oh.
The Friday night we went home and we had, what I had for my reception was two fishes, some subs, some cornbread, and some tea. That was my reception for my wedding. So he saved me from then to that Sunday, from Friday night to Sunday. We married in the courthouse in Greenville.
You know, man, in a wheelchair, man, that's how I know for the man's name. We met at the courthouse, and the man married us in a wheelchair.
After then, I went and stayed with J.T. for 6 months. After then, he went to the Army, went to basic training. So when he went in basic training,
he was drafted.
When he went in basic training, and then he come back. Before he come back, the sergeant had called me and told me that he had got hurt. Lightning struck the inside of him and killed one boy, but then killed him, but knocked him unconscious for 3 days. And so he stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks before he come home. And when he did come home, I jumped up on that man when I saw him and told him he won't leave me no more. I didn't care which way he going, what he's doing. He won't leave me no more. So he told me after, he said, oh, sister, I ain't gonna leave you. I said, you ain't. He said, no. He said, you wanna go back on my mama's stay or else over here? I said, yeah, I'm gonna stay with my mama. I said, I stayed with mama 6 months, 6 weeks, six, yeah, 6 months. I said, I'm gonna stay with my mama, man. So I've been on here ever since. And then.
Oh, he didn't have to go back.
And then, Alvin, he started the coat.
Isn't he still drawing some type of disability from the other stuff? They didn't give him any disability?
Till he gets, you know, just able to work. They did, you know, till he found a job. And when he found a job, he didn't live alone. Then
he'll become unable to work to take care of him.
Then he started the coat. Rocks around him, try to go to that woman, white thing. Yeah. That's a, well, this is it. I'm still home, nursing my baby. Still fine one night, somebody come to Adam and he didn't go out, and that kind of broke him up a little bit then. Somebody come there to kill him, really, but he was.
I came down to your house, darling.
Mark, the baby throw to grab it, though. J.T. didn't go out there, don't need J.T. stayed in that house.
Big
Mike
told him that
he
go out.
Mm-hmm. Somehow I let him kill. Well, then, we went on. So Nate still got a little woman, but he don't let on who he is. I ain't worried about it now. So one time, so my mama said, way back down, said, it was a boy and a girl combing, you know, and said, this boy was combing that girl, and he was sitting in one room, and daddy, and the girl dad was sitting in the door, and said, this boy asked that girl, because she didn't know what it was, you know. So she asked her, huh? They said, So this girl, daddy, he had been out of town with somebody else. this girl then said, his mom asked her dad that he had a boy left, she said, hey, what did that boy mean about them? They told her, that's all right, so when night comes, I'll fix him. We'll watch and see. So, when night started coming, man, it before night come, he went out somewhere, and he killed a hawk with some, you know,